that you people have got to be the strongest bunch of people I ever saw. 3 days, man. 3 days. We just love you. We just love you. Tell them who we are.
They'll know if you just sing.
Hello.
Tess, 49, 65, hike.
Thanks, Sam. This week on the Local Buzz, back in studio, we got J.P. Lewis, a.k.a. Lou Man. I'm going to play a little clip there from Woodstock, because that's kind of like what's going on out in Maslin right now. You got the Woodstock vibe going on with the Woodstark, and to explain to the listeners what that is, this has been going on for a while.
Yeah, we've been doing it a couple months now.
Yeah, and it's going to continue to go on, and if anybody listening has been out there, I'm sure they've had a great time, because this is a pretty cool event going on right here in Canton, you know. And I hear people say nothing ever happens around here musically. There's never a good music scene. There's never a place to go see shows. Well, now you got that place. You got
this
Woodstock. Lewis, why don't you explain to us what the Woodstock is for those that didn't catch the program last week?
All right. Yeah, absolutely. Woodstock is set up as a showcase. So we're bringing in a variety of artists with a variety of styles of music, both cover, original, and it's a different mix. It's a different bill at every show, and it's kind of touring. It's just not one place. We're playing different venues throughout Stark County.
And you feature mostly acoustic acts. I've heard you say off the air, majority of these acts are acoustic acts. Like last week you had Angie Hayes on, and
right,
you said she had brought out a keyboard and she was playing a tambourine with her foot. And
she was phenomenal. And people, and like I said, she's, you know, from the north, you know, of here a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't really know anyone down there, didn't have anyone there, but she turned everybody on there. It was like I said, getting your music to a whole different group of people, and it was a great time.
Right, and the cool part is, you know, you like you said, you're bouncing around from venue to venue, and unfortunately the economy isn't at its best right now, and you guys don't have a cover charge. You know, you could just, you know, if you're out with the family or out with your friends on a Friday night or a Saturday night, you don't know what to do, you want to go check out a good local act, see who's out there. This guy's bringing in all new acts too. There's new people that I've never heard of, and a lot of others haven't heard of. It's promoting them. You can go out and check these guys out. And where are you going to be at this week?
Saturday, April 28th, will be at TJ Dillon's Pub out on North Erie Street in Maslin.
Okay, now the address for that will be on your website, correct?
Yeah, I believe it's 1911 Erie Street, but you can go to lou-man.com.
All right, in the next week, you're going to have... where are you going to be at next week? I heard you got a local act coming in.
Yeah, we got another great lineup next week. On Thursday, May 3rd, we'll be back at Joey's Kendall Tavern.
With Scott Paris, correct?
Scott Paris is coming in, another special guest. So we're excited about that. Maybe we'll bring Scott in on the radio next week.
All right. Definitely. Yeah, have him in. We're going to keep featuring this, let you know where Lou Man's going to be at, where the Woodstock's going to be at. This is going to keep going on. The weather's going to be getting nicer. You're going to want to go out and check these bands out. So keep listening. We'll keep you updated. It's the Local Buzz.
I'm sorry. Sometimes it hurts so badly. I must cry out loud. You make it hard. A little less bottom.